been working with the ATF in our investigation, and they are out of the Houston area. And then what happens is they've got a number of burglaries down there. I think it's six or seven. That all total, it's nearly 280 guns when you count ours in there. And so they used the arrest of three suspects recently that were trying to break into a building that had guns as an opportunity to publicize that we're trying to solve these crimes. And of course, Crime Stoppers involved, and ATF has put up $5,000 on top of what Crime Stoppers is offering for information. So it was just an opportunity to, you know, make some people aware that these are unsolved and that we need some help to get these guns off the street.
So the three masked men carrying two-way radios that were arrested in Spring, Texas, they're not believed to have been part of what happened up here then?
Well, you know, it's really just too early to tell. You know, other than the similarities of the fact that they were stealing guns and you know, they were pretty well organized, outside of that, we don't have anything to link them to our cases up here. Of course, we're continuing to investigate. We're working with ATF and, you know, just trying to move our investigations ahead by getting some more awareness out in the community here and in Houston, and hopefully, you know, we'll get a tip or some evidence that leads us in the right direction.
Has the investigation generated any leads where these weapons are heading?
No, not at this time. There's no idea as to where these guns are being disposed of or if they're being held for later disposal. It's just, you know, one of those things we're trying to figure out and get to the bottom of.